just going to hit a record here. Okay, so let's get into it. I want to share a few things with you. So number one is I want to just make sure that as you guys continue on, you've done that integration worksheet. There's a reason why that is important to do. This is something that I always had my one-to-one clients do, and we do this on our final call. So we're doing it as a group. The idea here is that while it's been 30 days for you guys to be developing new habits, new self-care habits, new habits of going inward instead of being outer focused, it's very easy to fall back into old patterns. Very easy. So I want to make sure that you have a plan of action that you're going to use to continue to move forward so you don't slide back into unhealthy patterns. So that's what the integration worksheet is all about. And when I open up for the coaching portion, you're welcome to share anything there that, you know, if you want to get any feedback or anything, if you were stuck on that at all. Another thing I want to share with you is this is around the self-care. It's another reminder. And I wanted to share this with you ladies. It was something that I just learned recently in a coaching program I'm in. So what's cool is I'm always growing and evolving myself. I'm in a transformation coaching program with an NLP trainer. He's awesome, and he really dives deep into unconscious mind reprogramming. So anything that I'm learning, I'm bringing into my work, which is fantastic. So I don't just preach this stuff, I live it. I live the work. I continue to work on myself. That's just a high priority of mine. I'm almost always in some kind of program. Just because, right? So I'm going to teach something to you that I learned from one of the coaches is halt. So this is where you're going to write this down. And whenever you are about to have an urge to do something, as in fixing, helping, rescuing, obsessing, going, you know, leaving yourself to go and figure him out or think about what he's doing or trying to figure out whatever, you know, when you do it, right? You likely all know when you shift out of inner focus to all of a sudden you're obsessing about what he's doing, what he's saying, what he's not saying, what he's not doing, right? So I want you, when you notice those times that you have an urge to kind of fix or explain or convince, to do this HALT practice. So this is H-A-L-T. So you can keep this somewhere that you're going to be able to see it. But H, number one, this is about self-care. Are you hungry? This is really, you think it wouldn't even be something to think about, but I was like, wow, this is pretty cool, because how often are you so outer focused on everything else that you're not even taking care of your body and fueling yourself properly? You're not taking care of your own needs for fuel. You're too focused on everything else outside of you. And so when you feel the urge to take care of him or do something about him or focus on him or whatever, you guys know your own triggers when you've left yourself, hopefully. Asking yourself, how I've said to you ladies, is asking, well, when I feel the urge to do that, I need to check in. What do I need? What am I feeling? So this is just an addition to that, which is cool. So remember HALT. So am I hungry? Do I need to eat something? What can I do to take care of myself? The A stands for anxious or angry. So are you feeling anxiety? Because when we have anxiety, that's when we have those compulsions to leave ourselves and do something with that compulsion and with that anxiety. So some people might smoke, some people might eat or reach for sugar or reach for a glass of wine or busy themselves so that they're not feeling what's going on internally. So the A stands for anxiety or anger, but also just emotional check-in. So this is really a cool recap of pretty much everything we've done in here, right? Is about whenever you feel you want to shift outer focus. If you guys could hear my cat, I might have to let him in a sec. We have a zoo, ladies, we have a zoo. So checking in with yourself, your emotional, where you're at emotionally. I gotta let him in just a second.
Come on.
Okay, So we're checking in with our emotions. We're checking in with anxiety. And then when you are noticing that, you ladies must have some kind of practice out of everything that I've taught you that you can go to work to shift that emotion, whether it is one of the meditations that I've given you in the portal, whether it's sitting for 5 minutes with your eyes closed and just feeling what you need to feel. It's going out for a walk. It's journaling out what you're feeling anxious about, because when we have anxiety, we're just thinking anxious thoughts. That's where anxiety comes from. Even if you're not aware of that, you may think that anxiety just comes out of nowhere, but usually it precedes some kind of anxious thought, stress thought, fear thought, worry thought. Okay, so there's the A. So the L is lonely, which a lot of you are experiencing. You're in a relationship, but you're lonely. And so you want to reach out to get that need met. But I want you to ask yourself, what are some other ways you can get that need met? Because you're reaching out for that need to be met by someone who is not honoring that need within you, right? So you're reaching out, as I say, you're going to the candy store for tampons. You're just going to the wrong place, right? You're trying to get those needs met, which you have every right to have those met. And in a relationship, you know, that's generally how it goes. But the other thing is there are lots of women who are in relationships that are not like this, and they still feel lonely. So why do you think that is? Where does the loneliness originate? So there's a very big difference between being alone, having alone time, and being lonely, right? So if you're feeling lonely or you're feeling like you need something, is to ask yourself, how can you meet that need within yourself? So maybe it is reaching out to a truly supportive friend. As I always say, be very selective who you reach out to. That is very, very important. I think every single person I have ever worked with has discovered the power of no longer going to the wrong people with this relationship stuff, the people that don't get it, the people that don't understand it. It's one of the worst things you can do, but it's kind of just like an automatic thing we do. We think friends and family should be able to be there for us, but unless they understand what is going on, you're not going to get the guidance or the direction from someone who doesn't get it. So be very mindful about that, who you go to when you're lonely, and ask yourself, what do I need? What's something that I can do to better enjoy my alone time? Like, I love my alone time. Like, I can have lots and lots and lots of it, and I don't feel lonely. I don't feel bored. I don't feel restless. I have so much I can fill my time with, not just fill it, but lots of things that I do that make my life feel full. So I want you guys to think about that, so you're not just putting all your eggs in one basket, which is your partner, to meet that need. How can you better enjoy that time that you have, the space that you're taking, whatever that is? Okay, so when you're feeling lonely, ask yourself, what do I need and what can I do for myself in this? And the T stands for tired. Now, I don't know how much any of you all are sleeping, but sleep is critical for everything: hormone balance, mood, anxiety, emotional resilience. Like, especially with us women, our adrenals and our hormones and all of that depend on sleep. There's tons of studies done on the fact that sleep deprivation can lead to a whole host of different health issues, mental health issues, and all of that. So it sounds simple, but make sure that you are getting your sleep, like get into bed early. Natalia was sharing how she had a lot of trouble sleeping and started plugging in my meditation when she laid down in bed, and she drifts off to sleep effortlessly. So use whatever you have to use to do that. The next thing is if you're feeling tired, take a power nap. Just lay down for 10 minutes, set a timer, 15 minutes, take a power nap, because what that does is it helps you be more grounded. You're not so emotionally reactive. You're better able to make choices and decisions and respond in different ways than just being reactive. When you're tired and you're frazzled and you're burned out, which likely all of you have some level of adrenal burnout going on, I would almost venture to guess, with just the exhaustion and the inability to sleep and the constant feeling of just being revved up, like adrenaline is running through your veins, it makes it hard to settle down. And that's why I've been really guiding you guys into the self-connection, the meditation. All of these things are about coming back to self. So remember, halt, remember to check in and tune into your body. No matter what's going on, stay in your body. That is your truth. It doesn't matter what anyone else says, your body will tell you the truth every single time about what's going on. So you don't need to go into your head, because your head can actually lie to you, but your body doesn't. Your intuition doesn't. If something feels off or something suddenly makes you feel alarmed or something like that, there's a reason for that, right? So looking into, okay, so what's going on here right now? What just happened? What is creating this feeling within me? What emotion is coming up? What is happening? Like, look at it in a holistic view. What's happening in my thoughts? How am I feeling emotionally? How am I feeling in my body? What's my intuition saying? Stay with yourself. Is that making sense? And of course, keeping on with the self-care rituals, the morning practice, it doesn't matter how long it is, but doing something for yourself. Do you guys get that the whole picture of this is about coming back to you and figuring out who you are, what you want, what you like, what you need, what makes you feel good, setting boundaries with people so that you don't have to deal with the nonsense and you can just detach from it and go, you know what, that's actually not mine. I'm just going to walk away, dismiss, right? Like, that's actually not mine to deal with. We completely just dismiss it. And that's not the same as stonewalling. No, it's not. Stonewalling is an abuse tactic. It's not when you say, hey, I've had enough of your abuse tactics. I'm no longer doing this. I will walk away. I get that question so much. It's insane. Am I stonewalling him when I do that? No, you're not. It's not the same thing. And so many of you are getting caught up in that. Well, am I doing it too? Am I? If it is your response to hit what he's doing and you know what he's doing and you need to pull yourself away so you don't lose yourself in that, that's called a boundary. But the stonewalling happens when you're trying to bring things to his attention, right? That's when it happens. It's a tactic. When you are doing it in response because you're trying to take care of yourself and remove yourself from the dynamic, that is a very different thing. So if he tries to tell you that's what he's doing, which they will sometimes throw the things back on you, you know that that's not true and it doesn't matter what he thinks. You know that it's about, I'm taking care of myself. My boundary is, I told you when you do this that I will walk away or the conversation will be done. And when you do that, it tells me that you're actually not in a place to have an adult conversation. That's one of the simplest ways to kind of like put it back on them and take care of yourself. Okay. All right. What else? A couple of other things. Remembering transformation is not passive. It takes work. You guys have all seen that. You've put the work in, and where have you, you started off 4 weeks ago. Where are you now? What has happened? How are you different? How are you responding differently? How do you feel differently? Are you feeling so, as confused and unclear what's going on? Or are you feeling like, I know what's going on. I see, I'm awake. I see it. But you did the work, right? You put the program and the practices into action. So remember, transformation is not passive. It requires your full participation. So stay with this work. If you have to revisit the modules to keep yourself very much in the work still, please make sure that you do that. What else did I want to share? Okay, so there's a few other things and then we're going to open up the coaching call, okay? If you want to continue from here, there are some of you that were saying, I want more, I need more, I would like more. And I have not run an extended version of this before, so it's something that would be in a beta mode, and that's why it would be only $5.97. Normally, it would be a lot more than that for 6 weeks of coaching with me. But because you guys have already done ETC, and it's a beta, which will be what that means, is that each week you guys are going to kind of help me create what we're going to teach that week, right? So it'll be very much part of you guys helping me to know what you need now, but this would be all focused on you, your transformation, your health, your self-care, your wellness, codependent patternings that you have caught yourself in. We're going to go deeper into boundaries. We're going to talk about money and finances and, all of those things that you need to continue onward, and also, of course, to have the support of coaching, like these sessions, right? So that would be a different program. It would be a different Facebook group. It would be just for those of you that want to continue and go deeper. This is what I would call ascending beyond the cycle. So we know the cycle, we know. Now we want to go beyond that into greater transformation. So I'm going to put the link to that in the group, but I need a minimum to go ahead of 5 women, and I need registrations in by Monday, like over the weekend, because I need time to prepare if we're going to start in May. So I will leave that with you if you want to continue with me for 6 more weeks. There's a closing survey in the final module. I would really appreciate it if you ladies would just take a few minutes. It shouldn't take more than 3 minutes or so, to just fill it out and share your feedback with me. And there's a spot there to leave a testimonial if you feel called to do that. The other thing I'm asking for is audio clips. And I'm asking everyone for this because what I'm going to do is put those on the podcast. So it's going to be what I'm going to be sharing clips of on the podcast for the next ETC. So this would be just 1 to 2 minutes sharing, and the instructions are in the module as well, in the last module, just sharing your journey and what you've learned. I've written it all out in that module, and there's a Dropbox there that you can put the audio in, so you can just do it on your phone. And I'm excited because I'm actually going to make, I'm going to incorporate them into the podcast episodes over the next while. So I'm excited about that. So if you feel like you want to do that, I would really appreciate it. And I know it would help other women to hear other women's voices and other women's stories. Lastly, if you want to be featured on my podcast, but this isn't just for anyone, this is for you if you feel like you really have had a decent breakthrough, right? Like, just because you haven't figured out if you want to leave or not, that doesn't mean you haven't had a breakthrough, right? So I don't mean it like that, but just if you feel like you have a story to share for other women that are where you were before you joined, that's the whole point, right? If you think back to where you were when you joined, what did you need to hear and what would have been helpful? So there is an opportunity for you to be interviewed and be featured on my podcast if you feel called to do that. And all that information is in the final module. So when you go into the integration module, you will see here's an opportunity for you to shine, I think is what I did. So if you would like to be more of a part of the ETC movement, then this is the way you can do that to help other women in a sense. So that is my spiel, the things that I want to leave you with. And now we will open up for coaching or any Q&A that you might have. So whoever wants to go first, just unmute yourself. Okay, then I will choose. Robin. Just unmute yourself. Oh, yeah.
There.
There we go.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you.
Okay. Geez, I don't even know if I have any questions really. I'm just kind of plugging along. I talked to a lawyer yesterday and got some information, and I know she suggested that I talk to him first, but that's not going to happen. That's just, there's no way I could do that. So yeah. I'll get a mediator, but yeah, I don't really have any questions. I'm at a place where I feel I have the inner strength, and I'm more confident, and I'm secure with moving forward now. That's I'm still awesome. Here at the farm. I'm stuck here, so I have to really pay attention to what I'm doing with myself and staying out of the bullshit.
Yeah, that's a challenge, isn't it? Mm-hmm. It is. But, it really does require you to become someone different. Mm-hmm. To me, I don't know if there's a whole lot more you could go through in life that would be so much of a catalyst for this type of transformation, because it requires you to step into your full freaking power. It requires self-love. It requires that you value yourself. It requires you to learn boundaries. Where else would you learn this stuff? So, when you're really in it, it's kind of like, oh, you just want to like middle finger and be like, I'm such a victim. This sucks. But when you really think about it, how has it grown you? This is for all of you, right?
Yeah. Well, I was so scared and mousy before, and I'm not now. I mean, I still have a bit of fear going on. Change is scary anyway, but I'm not that mousy person that I was when we started.
Yeah. So you've tapped into that power. You were ready for that.
Yeah.
That's yeah. Awesome.
Yeah, it is awesome. It's amazing.
Awesome. Yeah. That's so good. So good. Okay. Yeah. So you don't have any need for any coaching. You're in a good spot at the moment.
I feel like I am. I mean, I know where to find you if something comes up, but
you do. And that's the other thing, ladies, is in ETC. I don't know if you've already heard me say this in other places, but, and I don't know if I will do this forever. I may not continue doing this forever, but you guys would be grandfathered in. But as I have it right now, any ETC member that joins, you're there, right? You're a lifer if you want to be, right? So that means the next time I open up, you're welcome to take part in the next session again if you want to. So that's one of the things that I do right now. But as it grows, I may not offer that to newcomers, if that makes sense.
Yep.
But the Facebook group, I will continue to, you guys are there if you want to be in there. So you can continue posting and supporting one another, even though the program is done now. But I just won't obviously be in there coaching when the session isn't live. Just so you know, but you guys can still be doing what you've been doing, getting sisterhood and support from each other.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
This is good.
Awesome.
Okay.
Okay, Robin. Thank you.
Thank you.
My pleasure. Ashley. Oh, can't hear you, dear. I think you might. I don't know if you're. You're not muted, so there's something else going on there. Just make sure that your audio, you should be able to. Oh, there you go. You got it.
Can you hear?
You got it. I know Zoom is sometimes funny that way, isn't it?
Yeah. I don't know what my questions are.
Well, instead of questions, not so much questions, but what is present for you? Like, where are you at?
I guess I'm feeling, I think I was feeling this way even at the beginning of the, but I just feel like I'm fighting myself, my intuition. So it's been like a hard week just in terms of, like, I just constantly don't feel heard by him and I don't feel validated. And we try to, like, I think we're having breakthroughs and I think that we're moving forward and then we don't. And then the apology becomes something else, all mangled into another tactic or just another, like, whether he's being using a tactic or not, he's just not emotionally, like, at the level, like, at the level that I feel like I need. He's just not getting it. It's not clicking. And then, you know, then I'm like, okay, well, he's trying to apologize. Maybe it's, and then I go back and forth between, well, maybe then it's me because he is trying to apologize for things. So maybe I'm not, maybe I'm being too stubborn, or maybe I'm just like digging my heels in the ground about something. But then I'm like, no, I'm not though, because he hasn't validated anything I said. And then in the same note, he's belittling me. Like, it's like all these things. And then he apologized. It's just this like circular battle that I have with myself. And when I, like, I do my walks at night, like, I'll go for, like, an hour, like, 2 hours, and I'll just walk and either listen to your stuff again or listen to a book, like, and all the Audible books that I have. And all of it is, like, it resonates with me, and I'm like, no, like, this isn't, it doesn't feel right. It doesn't, I can feel it. Like, it doesn't, I don't feel loved. And, like, that's where I'm kind of at, like, at the end of this week, is I feel like this isn't love. Like, this isn't, And it's so confusing because he was such a passionate man in the beginning of all of this, you know, like, so I question like what love is, you know, like I think about what does that look like? What does that look like to me, you know? And even going through all of this, like in the mornings, like he just gets right up after I've told him before, like, it's like if he tries and I'm not receptive, then he won't try again. And so, and then it's like, I feel like I'm asking for too much for him to keep trying. Like, well, I don't know. It's.
Yeah. So I hear a lot of confusion.
Yeah.
I hear that when you are asking for something, he is not giving it to you, and your body and your mind is telling you, this is fucked up. This is like, love is not confusing. Can we tattoo that on your forehead, please? Love is not confusing. Love is the most basic thing there is. I mean, think about someone that you love and care about in your life. It's just, it's there. You wouldn't hurt them for the world. You wouldn't want to hurt them. You know, when you love someone, you don't want to hurt them. You don't want them to hurt and feel sad. Or when they cry, it brings something up in you that you're like, oh my gosh, please stop crying. Maybe is what you might hear. My husband used to say that to me because it made him uncomfortable because he knew he made me cry, right? But it was never like, you know, you saying stop being a crybaby, that is abusive. That is abuse, Ashley, okay? And it doesn't friggin' matter if he comes in later and says, I'm sorry, but you did this, that, and the other. That is not an apology. That is a continuation of the abuse and the manipulation. So he can open you up to say something he can further invalidate. You're in the cycle very deep. And you are trying to convince yourself that you are not because he throws you breadcrumbs every now and then. But they're not even anything like he's trying. Like the stuff you post, it confuses me. I can't even imagine how, like, I don't even know what to say because it's so, he is very, very, I just would say it's very stealthy, it's very deep, and it's very passive, and it's very covert. That's why you're like, something's wrong. He's acting this way, but inside I'm going, something's really messed up here. This is not right. There's that discord, and that's how you know you're still very deep in it. He's trying to play a role. And when you said in the beginning, everything was wonderful. Well, that is like a hallmark relationship beginning with a covert narcissist. They're so good at being charming and perfect and, you know, just absolutely amazing in the beginning. You know what, ladies? I'm sorry, but I just realized my Zoom group thing ran out and it's telling me it's going to end in 10 minutes. Hang on. I'm just going to see if I can, it's going to cut out in 10 minutes because I didn't, renew my subscription for it. So if it does, I'm going to restart and we'll just come back. Okay. Cause it will in about 10 minutes, probably cut us out. So the thing is you are very much still in it. That's how I see it. From what you're saying, the words you're using, what you're experiencing, what he's saying and doing, which is not a whole lot of anything. And the very beginning of these relationships are like, it's like a fairy tale. And every single woman spends sometimes 30 years trying to get that back. And so you are in that place where you're like, why can't we just have that back the way that you were? But that was not real.
And it's like, we'll get a little bit of that, but it always comes like after he has gotten enough of what he wants, you know, whether it be like sex or, I mean, mostly sex. He's very like, most men are pretty sexual people, but like if we have sex, then I notice it'll be good for like 2 days or so. And then it's like, you know, and he's happy and loving and like, you know, and it's just so much deeper than that for me. And he just views it as like, you know, let's just move on. And he said that so many times, you know, and I'm just like,
of course,
I can't move on. Like,
yeah, that he wants you to move on, but he hasn't done anything to actually help you do that. He's not there saying, I will do whatever I can do to help you move on and do whatever I can do to help you heal. I will do whatever I can do to make this right. And then he's doing it. That's what you need to be looking for. And then if something slides out of place, there's a conversation happening and he's owning his part. That's what change looks like.
Yeah.
It doesn't look like the same nonsense over and over and over and over and over again. That is not change.
And then, you know, that's the latest thing too. Like, I'm choosing to not forgive him, which I'm so sick of hearing him say that. Like, you're choosing not to be happy and you're choosing not to forgive me.
And so then that's your choice.
Yeah.
And you can forgive, but still not condone somebody's bad behavior. Mm-hmm. You can forgive and say, you know what? I actually forgive you because I know everything that you do is actually not even about me. It never has been, but I'm not going to stand for it anymore. That is the difference. I'm not just going to sweep it under the rug so you can feel better. I'm not going to betray myself anymore. So I actually do forgive you because it's never been about me. It's all you. How's that for a comeback, right? Put it right back on him. You say, I've been thinking about it. I do have forgiveness in my heart because I know you must be very unhappy in your own self to behave in the ways that you do. And I've come to the realization that I know it has never been about me. So I set you free in that. But that doesn't mean that I'm going to put up with it. Do you get where I'm going with that? Do you hear what I'm saying? It's like, you're just choosing to say, you know, there's things that I would like to have in our relationship. But I can see that you're not actually, I don't think you're the man for me that is going to be able to give those things to me. I forgive you because I don't, you know, none of it has ever been about me. And it hasn't. That is true. You're not just saying it is manipulation. You have to get that. It has never been about you. That's why in this program, it's about coming back to self so you know who you are, your gifts, the things that you bring.
That's the other thing that I struggle with is, like, I feel like, you know, when I filed for divorce, like, I was so certain, like, I was just, like, going with my gut and going with my intuition. And now, like, you know, being at home with him and, like, living this daily, it's kind of like you want some reprieve a little bit. So you try to make it right in the moments because you're just, it's painful to live like this, you know, and you as a human being, you don't want to be in this sad, bogged down situation, but it's like, it doesn't go away. And so I guess I'm like, and when I filed, I had so many like concrete things. Like, I was like, okay, no, this isn't happening. This isn't changed. There was like concrete evidence, I guess you could say. And so I feel like I'm constantly like looking for that concrete evidence to keep happening to like validate my decision, when sometimes I feel like I just need to take a leap of faith and know that like my intuition is trying to just guide me to go there, and I don't necessarily need concrete evidence every single time. If that
And this is the thing, is that many women in this situation, they're looking for that evidence. Like, I've had clients that literally had like a bank statement in their hands showing their partner about all the expenses that he lied about. I had one client where this was a huge thing, and he still was trying to lie about it, even though she had the evidence. So you don't need evidence. Your evidence is, how do you feel? What's it doing to you? Who's it turning you into? What does it feel like for you to be? That's your evidence. Evidence is, I don't feel healthy in this relationship. I am, you know, I'm not doing this. I won't stay married to someone that is creating this kind of environment. I'm not doing it. I want peace. I want safety. I want trust. And I don't have that with you. And I've given you space and some time to show me maybe that you could work on things. But up until now, you have not done any of it.
Yeah.
You know, you can stay in this and keep, and this is the thing, is that women, and you're still very early on in this relationship, so I really want to get through to you especially, is that women, I've worked with women who have been in relationships, well, Robin can speak to this, I think she said 20 years. These covert types keep you hooked because they can be so damn freaking charming. So convincing. So amazing. And you're like, oh, like that's why I married you. Can you please be more like that all the time? But they're not going to be unless they're doing their own inner work to become that man. And they have to first know that there's a problem. That it's them. And it sounds like all he does is tries to throw it back on you no matter what. His apologies are backhanded. They're not even apologies. They're, I'm sorry, but I think you're just being too sensitive and making a mountain out of a molehill and you're a crybaby, but I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's abuse, Ashley. And you need to understand you do not need any more evidence that you're being abused because you are being abused. You do not need any more evidence to pinpoint. He's abusive. He's a manipulator. He is manipulating your emotions. Somebody that loves you, they do something to you enough that you are sobbing and they say, stop being a crybaby, I think is what you said.
Yeah, he said, like I was crying yesterday morning and he said, what did he say? I think he said like grow up so we can talk like adults.
Oh my goodness. No. No, that is not love. That is absolutely abuse. It's important for you to see this for what it is.
Yeah.
That is the only way you're going to be able to save yourself. You may need to take some space and maybe you don't need to go right into the divorce. You can say, I'm leaving because I'm not doing this anymore. And if you want to continue on, then these are the things that you need. You know, you might need to create that intervention mm-hmm. to the point where it's like, I'm out. I'm not, I can't even have one more of these circular nonsensical conversations with you. I will not do it anymore because it's going to destroy you. It's going to destroy your health, your sanity, your well-being, everything. You're still young enough that maybe it hasn't gotten to that point yet, or you're still early on enough. But I mean, give it 10 to 15 to 20 years and everything in your body starts screaming at you and you have thyroid issues and hormone issues. I'm not trying to sound negative, but that is what you're setting yourself up for.
Yeah. So, and it's just like, I don't even want to, you know, like I want kids, we don't have kids and I don't even want to have kids with him right now.
If you add kids into a mix with this, it will break you because yeah like Sarah. There's a couple of us that have been there, right? It's like you add that stress to an already toxic situation. Oh my God.
Yeah.
So yeah. My suggestion to you, and I'm not telling you what to do. My suggestion is you need to look at a much more clear and much more bold thing that you're going to do that shows him you mean business. Because the divorce papers, they're sitting there, they're kind of on a shelf. He's kind of like, oh, maybe she's going to forget about it. Something needs to happen where you are forcing an extreme intervention. You're going to force that and then you can see what he does. And a lot of times what happens is that they just, their total ugliness just comes out at that point. And then they make it very easy for you to continue with your process of leaving.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe not. Maybe he'll wake up and be like, oh my God, she's gone. I got to figure out my shit. And maybe he will.
I feel like it just is like his own cycle though. Cause you know, when we had like one of the first fights, he did the same thing. He was crying and, you know, doing all of that and calling my mom. And then the second big blowout and he's doing that. It's just his cycle. And then it goes back into,
they go into victim. That's what happens, victim. And then he's triangulating you by bringing your mom into it.
Yeah.
And your mom's going, what's going on? Why are you doing this? I bet. Am I guessing right?
My mom's pretty like straight shooter. She can see through, I mean, she has my back over anybody else's. So that's she good. Could she called him out on everything and was just kind of like, are you proud of the man that you are when you look in the mirror? And she kind of lectured him, but she also has stepped away completely from our relationship. And they used to have a really close relationship. Like, he could text her or call her, but she has completely asked him to leave her alone.
That's good. That's good, because I've seen, I have seen parents, like one client I had where her, that happened, where the husband and the mom kind of gained forces. I think the mom was also a narcissist. Tough case, but they would like go together and pit against her. So she was in it so deep. She didn't even know what end was up, because her mom was gaslighting her too. Right. So you got to be very, very mindful of that who is he bringing into it that you don't want. Right.
So I guess to go back to your thing, if I even try to give him like, okay, like I need some space, I'm going to go stay with my parents for a while, I feel like he's going to do whatever he needs to do to like maintain his homeostasis and try to throw me some crumbs to like keep me. But I don't ultimately feel like there's any real core changing coming from him.
Right. And so what could happen, and this was just what happened with me, is that I got to that point where I had a place all set up. I was looking at places. I was ready. And some other things that were happening created this massive breakdown moment of realization for my partner. But it won't necessarily happen like that for everyone, right? It's rare that they actually change.
Yeah.
On a deep level, right? Like there's still some things that they may continue because it's just their personality and they're just kind of annoying. But for me, the thing was that there was absolutely, it was a no abuse zone. There was no manipulation. There was straight talking. That is it. There was no minimizing feelings. Like there's rules. There's like nothing getting past it. And that is how you need to be. And he needs to be showing up differently. Mm-hmm. Not just giving you little breadcrumbs because he misbehaved and he's trying to hook you back in as a manipulation. That is very different. And the biggest test I will say for all of you listening, that if he's actually changing, is that he is continually and consistently the same person no matter what you do. So if you say, I'm leaving, I need space, and he goes, I got it, I love you, I see what I've done, I see you need to have space, I'll be here if you need me, and I'll be over here doing this for myself. Or you saying, I need 30 days space away from you, no sexual interaction. And he's like, got it. And there's no passive aggression. There's no, you know, there's nothing else going on. He's like, I honor your boundaries. That's where it needs to get to for you to fully be able to test him. What does he do when he's no longer getting what he wants?
Mm-hmm. And that's where he has consistently showed me he is not changing.
Right.
Like he consistently goes back to and saying, pushing my boundary, but being a boundary bully and just.
Yeah. He is a full blown covert narcissistic abuser from what you've shared. There is no evidence needed. Every woman wants to find that one thing finally that they can nail him with. But you don't need any of that. You need, how do you feel? What's it doing to you?
And like, I guess also like, I feel like if it were reversed, or even in this situation, if someone was hurting or whatever, I would continually try to reach out to them, to talk to them like, hey, like that wasn't resolved last night. I know we started that conversation. Like that's a key thing. Like nothing is ever resolved with, if we try to have a conversation, no resolve. It ends with him walking, like something blowing up and then him walking away and going into his office and locking the door.
Yeah. So that's typical. That's what they do.
Yeah.
And that's not going to change unless he wants to change it.
Yeah. And I feel like if it were healthy, it would be, I need a minute. I'm going to go walk away, but we're going to resolve this conversation.
Yes, there's that, and that is one thing when we're talking about healthy communication, that is one of the things. It's safe. It's like, I need a minute because I don't want to say something I'll regret. We just need to cool off, but then he will come back and reproach you again.
Right, and he never comes back to revisit the conversation.
Right, no.
And it's like, even if we fight at night, I know I have it in me. I don't do it anymore because I know that he wouldn't reciprocate, but I know for me, like, I can get over things really quickly. Like, we could still be fighting, but then when we go to bed, I could still roll over and be sweet and say, I love you. Let's talk about that in the morning or whatever. But for him, it's like, no, like he wouldn't come to bed and say, cause then it's like, he's saying that I'm right or something, you know, it's all about who's right and who's wrong.
It's completely power over, right? That's what this dynamic is. And what they want is power over. So when they withhold, they have the power.
Yeah. Yeah.
When they walk away and leave the conversation, they have the power. That's what they believe. So that's why you're going, you know what? Fuck this shit.
Yeah. And like, I've just quit trying. And then it comes back on me. Well, you don't reach out to me anymore. You don't try to talk to me. If you want to talk about something, try to talk to me.
But you have.
Yeah.
You have.
Yeah.
So, and when you do, look what happens.
Yeah.
So with all of this being said, that you are definitely in quite deep, and that he is, from my opinion, from what you've posted and everything, he's a very covert abuser. And he's not listening to you. He's not listening to your boundaries. He's not honoring you. He's not even trying.
Yeah.
He's not even trying on any deep fundamental level at all.
No, he's not. And I asked him the other day, I said, how are you trying to understand me? I've asked him that a couple times and he never answered it. And then I had him like where we were having a dialogue and I wasn't going to leave until it was answered. And I said, how are you trying to understand me? Because I'm trying. I'm in therapy, two different therapies, whatever. I'm reading books. I'm doing everything. We're all doing it every day. And I asked him, I said, how are you trying? And his answer was, he took a second because he couldn't think of anything. And then he was like, well, you know, I try to just like get us back to where we were. Like, I'm trying to get us back to like when we're happy. And so like planning the weekends with our bike rides, and like we ride our bikes on the weekends and we'll go look at houses and just drive, like go around the neighborhood, because we like to do those things, that kind of thing. And he goes, so I'm trying to plan fun weekends for us.
So he just wants the fun. He just wants to sweep it all under the rug.
Yeah. I'm like, that's not fundamental change, Anthony. That's not trying to understand me. That's not trying to understand where this all went wrong.
Yeah. He's not.
And he's, I don't, not capable of that. Of that.
Yeah. And it's not your job. That has to come from him.
Yeah.
He is going to have to do some very deep work on himself, because this is not going to change the way it's going. It's just going to continue to escalate because he's not doing what he needs to do. He doesn't even at this point see he has a problem. So if you do not at least see that you are the problem, you cannot change.
Yeah. Yeah. He just likes to gloss like that Band-Aid. Yeah. Just likes to, he wants happy Ashley and like fun times, and
it's so he can continue to just abuse and be do whatever it is he needs to do to feel better, and that you should just take it and put a smiley face on and make him dinner. Yeah. That's where you go, no. So for you, Ashley, you know, you will have to get to a place within yourself that you have that moment of, I literally cannot do one more conversation with you. I cannot do one more night where we fight and you wake up and act like it's all good. I cannot do one more time where you throw this back on me and abuse me in my time that I'm already hurt and wounded. I will not listen to this anymore. I will not do this anymore. I'm done. And you have to get to that place. You may not be there yet, and that's okay. But there is a certain place you get to where you mean business, that I cannot actually do this one more time. So whether that means is, I don't know about how your home is, like, is the home your home or is it joint?
So no, I put his name on everything. I know I'm kicking myself so hard for that. So we have to sell the house and yeah.
So yeah, so that would be obviously getting legal help with all that. I don't know how that all works.
I talked to a lawyer about it and, you know, I would either, I don't know how it works. Like, he has an Airbnb that he rents out. So he has another place to stay if he.
So that's what I would almost get to is, I need you to leave.
And I just don't think he would, honestly. So that's where it's like, I don't know.
Well, he probably will. He will definitely fight it. But didn't you say you're the one, I can't remember, I might be wrong, but weren't you saying he doesn't work? Or is that the wrong?
No, he work. That was probably Carrie. He works. He works from home. And he has a 6-year-old daughter, but she's not with us right now. She fits her mom in New York. Because of all of this stuff. So she's kind of stuck there. But he works from home. So
what is your options here? From what we've talked about here, something needs to give, something needs to change. I know you got to the place before joining that you went to at least the role or to the step of getting the divorce papers. What is a step beyond that, that you can show that you are not messing around? Because the divorce papers can sit on a shelf and he can continue to do the whole nonsense. What's a step further that you feel ready to take starting today that is a step further than that?
The only thing that I can think of is like going to stay with my parents right now. They live like 2 hours south of us.
So why I believe that would be a really good idea for you is that it's going to give you some space to feel what you feel when you're not in that. And that is going to be the clarity for you that you need. You will not go back to that because you will then feel like, okay, like I feel so different when I'm not in that energy and in that space with him. And you're in a bed that is your own space and you can do your work and your reflections and the work that we've done here in your self-care without him coming in and saying, why are you journaling or what are you doing? And you're crying, stop being... You need to get out of that because you cannot start to heal or get any clarity when you're in it.
Mm-hmm.
So taking the space will give you so much clarity. And that would be an act of self-love for you to go, I'm taking a healing break. I'm going to go stay with my parents. If you just want to call it that or something, right? You don't have to say, you know, however you feel comfortable. I know I need space right now. I don't know what's going to happen, but all I know is I cannot be here anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like that's, it's like you have to get to that point though, where that's true for you, of course.
Yeah.
Right? You have to get to the point where enough's enough. You don't want to hear any more nonsense and lies and manipulation.
And then that's really the only other... the only option I feel like right now. We had that car like run through our wall, our backyard. So
that to me is a very, I don't know if you see the message in that one, but holy crikey. When I saw that, I was like, wow, talk about like busting the foundation that was already crumbling.
I know that was, yeah. And the guy saying that the devil was coming, that's what the man said that got out of the car.
Like to me that, I don't know. I see signs everywhere. I think everything is a sign. My husband used to say to me, like, you think everything is a sign. I'm like, yes, I do. Because that's just how I operate. Right.
Yeah.
So like that, wow.
Yeah.
Something like that was the universe telling you something needs to change. Like there needs to be something. And so with this conversation, as we wrap up, what are you going to do?
What's
your next step that you feel like you can actually do and commit to right now?
I think I told him this morning that we needed to talk, 'cause I'm sick of waking up feeling like this. I'm sick of him being in his office and us not talking all day.
Yeah.
And
like
it being this.
It sounds awful. Like it sounds awful.
It is.
It's, you have to go to bed every night in fight or flight.
Yeah. I haven't been falling asleep easily.
And well, I know why would you? Why would you be? Like there's your body is being bathed in cortisol all day long. And then you go to bed fighting and your body's like in like anxiety mode. You can't sleep from that.
Yeah. So I think I should probably go to my parents tonight. I think that would be the best because we always start the cycle with the weekend again, you know, him planning something fun and then me just ignoring the problems and doing the fun thing. And then we have a good weekend and then it's the same thing. So I feel like I need to remove myself from this and go stay with my parents and just be there.
I think that would be, as I said, an act of self-love for you to go, I need to take care of me because this is fucked up and I can't do it anymore. Like I cannot do it one more day. Either you go and get help or the next step is the divorce papers. You could say it at this point, I'm taking a break for myself because I cannot do one more day like this with you.
Yeah.
And he can kick and scream and have a tantrum or whatever he needs to do or pull the niceties. And you can say, this cycle ends today. I'm no longer doing this. I will not be married to someone who calls me a crybaby or whatever it was when you've already hurt me and abused me and that's why I'm crying. And then you kick me while I'm down. That is not love to me. And I won't be married to someone that does that. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like that guy is not changing. Yeah. Who says that? Who the hell says that when they're the ones that made you cry, the one that did what made you fall apart emotionally, and then he kicks you while you're down?
Yeah.
That's evil. You deserve better than that. And you need to pull up that dignity, that self-respect, and say, no more are you doing that to me. And you never know what he'll do. Maybe he will go, oh my God, and have his awakening moment. I'm guessing probably not, but you're going to feel what it's like to be away from that. So ladies, while we're in, as we're wrapping up today and we know that that's where Ashley's going, how can we all, you know, come together in the group to support that? So Ashley, I want you to use the group to continue to post what's going on for you. And the other ladies to help and support one another in there.
Yeah.
I know Robin will. She's like the mama bear of the group now. So.
Yeah, I definitely need accountability for. I know my mom keeps me accountable. My mom has a lot of love for me. Yeah.
It sounds. I mean, if you are 11 months in, Ashley.
11 months married, tomorrow.
And it has gotten this volatile.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what do you think is going to happen in a year, 2 years?
Right.
You do get pregnant by accident.
Mm-hmm.
And then now you're bringing that in and you do feel trapped. And then he's using the kid against you and manipulating with that this is what they do.
Yeah.
So we're going to wrap this up so Sarah can have a time. I spent a bit more time with you because I feel like you really needed that.
Yeah, thank you.
And we're going to hold you accountable in the group. So are you committed? Are you at least going to commit to the weekend? Is that what you're going to do? Or where are you at for you? What feels safe and doable for you right now?
I think I can definitely commit to like going down tonight and staying Saturday. And then maybe coming and then seeing how I feel and gauging whether or not I want to stay through Sunday and come, I don't know, just kind of take it after Saturday night, see how I'm feeling.
The other thing I wanted to just throw out there too, is that if you leave and you realize that you just are done and you can't go back. Sometimes what can happen is that they make it hard for you to get back in to get any other stuff. So you need to be prepared in that way. Like, I guess if you just are wording it like, I'm leaving for the weekend, and you're not saying like, you're not ready to say I'm done, but you might come to that conclusion. You know what I'm saying? So have you done the exit plan just in case?
Yeah, I have like, I made extra copies of keys, and I have the garage door opener. I have that kind of stuff ready. And I don't really have any like belongings that are super special, but.
So it's just more about like your things, like your clothes and the things that you probably need. Because one of the things is that don't say you're going to leave unless you're like ready to actually follow through. So I don't recommend that you say that if you're not there, but you can definitely say, I know I can't do this anymore and I need to clear my head. So I'm leaving at least for the weekend.
Yeah.
Okay. So follow up with us in the group over the weekend, how it's going. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. And Sarah.
There we go.
Ah, I don't see you now. there you are. Yeah. Okay, okay, awesome. Hi, Sarah.
Hi. I totally have to say, like when I listen to you talk, Ashley, because I feel like I actually have anxiety. Like, because it re-triggers so many of the things that my husband did. Like, oh my God, it just re-triggers and I feel like so much cortisol racing through me right now. Like, it just takes me, I literally feel like that was my marriage, and it just, I can feel it in my body right now. Like, it's just coursing through me. Like it's caused, so much damage to my body health wise. And, you know, we did have kids with it. So just please take care of yourself and take time for you, because I know you seem to just want to give this your all and you don't seem to give up on things and you try so hard, but just make sure you just give time for just you, because it will really, if you stay in this, it will take such a toll on your health. Like it's crazy.
Yeah. But, yeah. It's true. You have to get to that place where you realize that, you and your health and your sanity and your well-being is more important than even him. 'Cause it is.
And I did, like, when I'm saying this, it's really crazy because I'm actually kind of shaking right now. Like, and I actually really thought something was wrong with me for years, like years. I had so much trauma because my mom had mental health issues.
Yeah.
So I grew up like watching and being very, like, I think I was really traumatized by that. But I also grew up like keeping a very far distance from her and literally have like not wanting to do anything with her. I didn't raise my kids the any way that she did. And so I also was aware that mental health is hereditary sometimes, and especially amongst women. So I always get like second guessed myself. So my husband would do all these things and he would throw up, well, you're just like your mom, or maybe it's your mental health stuff. And
yeah,
like even just talking right now, like I have this, I have PTSD from things that had happened in my childhood. My husband's re-triggered so many of my things, but I've been so calm in the last month. And I have to say, just listening to you talk, Ashley, like I'm literally shaking, like like reliving it. So it's really crazy. And I do know that I have a lot of work to do still. So,
and I think that I tend to attract empathic women. So when you are an empath, like look it up if you don't know anything about this, but it is literally that you do viscerally feel another's experience. And so oftentimes these narcissistic characters are drawn to that, right? It's like a match made in hell. you're feeling everything and they're playing on that, right? You can feel the slightest shift in their energy without them even saying anything. You can feel it. And so when you're hearing another woman's story, and this is definitely true for me, I have to be mindful of my energy in our free community. I had to stop reading all the posts.
Okay. Yeah.
Because it can trigger that. Absolutely. And you have to be able to go, okay, just witnessing that it's triggering something from the past. It's triggering a memory. It's triggering something. And just allowing it and breathing it through. So, and of course, in a setting like this, that can happen where you're kind of like, oh, I just feel so like so much resonance with that. But the other thing is to really keep in mind that that's the thing, is that every woman gets it because they've been through it. You know what it feels like. It's horrible to be where you're second guessing your own feelings.
Right.
Like that's the epitome of self-betrayal, is to say, I feel all these things, but maybe it's just me. Maybe it's something wrong with me, which is what you were saying, Sarah, is like you're second guessing your own feelings all the time.
Right.
So yeah. What would you like coaching on today?
I think I just need to really keep moving forward, because I know that like my partner's been really good, surprisingly. And I know that it's been a combination of so many things that have come to a head, right? Like it's all the tools that you've given me, and it's just me like no more, and all these things. Like my sister-in-law left his brother. And so for him to be able to see her do that, because his brother's an overt narcissist. And so he's a covert. And so I think all these things have made him really realize that he's in deep caca, if you know, and I'm very serious. But me just stepping aside and doing my own stuff has really, I think, made him be aware. And so I know that if I slip and I get comfortable and I don't continue with my self-help and my self-growth, and for me, I need to focus on where I want to go with my career and my finances, because I want to become in a place that I can be financially independent of him regardless. So that's where I'm going. And I know you had put up a couple things. I think Robin had posted something, and you had posted up an Audible for a financial kind of book. I'm going to start doing that kind of stuff. I think that's about it. I just need to really keep going and focusing on me. So
Yeah, absolutely. And I highly recommend, like, all those books that I've put up in there are books I've read, that, and I've read a lot of books on money and finances, because that was a big part of my journey too, is to get that figured out. Yeah. So that I was able to be dependent enough, or sorry, independent enough, so that I could, if I wanted to, start over, right? That was always my goal, is like to never, ever, ever be dependent on anyone else for your life. Like ever.
Like I feel like the story of my life is very like polar opposites. Like mm-hmm. It's like that my husband would be very like, you know, super asshole or super nice, or, and so my kids are totally two different personalities. And even I'm having a hard time figuring out what I want to do and what my passion is. So I'm still like, on one side it's very like administrative and blah, 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 black and white kind of textbook kind of stuff. And then the other part is like something creative. But I'm really still, I haven't really decided where I want to go yet. So mm-hmm. I'm still a little bit, I don't know what my passion is. I don't know where my journey just is yet. And
And that's okay. It's just, it's really just following those intuitive nudges, right? I did business coaching for a little while. It was something that I tried. I was like, I really want to do this. And I did it for a while and I loved it, but then I was still pulled in this direction. So I did a whole programming around helping women figure that stuff out. Like, how do you figure out what you want to do and make money doing it, right?
Yeah.
Like your soul calling, right? So what I would say to that is to just follow those nudges of what you feel called to do. It might not make any sense. It might not make any logical sense, and you could easily talk yourself out of it. But what are the things that you feel most called and pulled toward doing? And this isn't just with career. This is with everything for all of you. Like, what are you being nudged to do that you keep shutting down because of fear, or you talk yourself out of it?
I just have to say one last thing. I know on our last Zoom call that I went in, and you were saying you have to get comfortable with being uncomfortable. And I was like, oh, okay. Like, I literally kind of just did that. And it was so funny, because the last thing that you had said was, oh, maybe post something on Facebook just to kind of see where you're at. And I did a little video and I saw it back and I deleted it. I was like, no, that was hubbub. I want to be really intentional about what I'm saying. So I posted the video, which is in there, and I looked back at it and I said, oh, I actually look like crap. And physically, I don't like the way I look. And, I, you know, I don't, I, but I thought, I'm going to let it go because what I'm saying is more important. And that's, you know, what I want. So I posted it and I went to bed that night and I had seen, and even within the group, like our ETC group, I had offended somebody. I think there was like a little bit like of an angry or an unhappy emoji.
Really?
Yes, on my video. And I was a little perplexed and I thought, oh, that's kind of strange. Like I was actually really careful about what I was saying. I thought I was coming
in
from
our group that you mean, yeah. Like in our, so you think somebody put an angry emoji?
Yes.
So that usually just means that it made someone angry to maybe hear what you were like, just angry, like for you maybe.
Maybe. And so I thought,
nobody in our group would ever do that, as like in our ETC group, nobody. I know all of the women in there because I've spoken to each of them personally. They would never do it out of anger at you, but more like anger, right? Because it's just like feeling it for you in a sense.
Okay. Well, I just thought it was a lesson for me in terms of like, I have no control. Like, so the first thing I told myself was, oh, she just must have hit the button by accident. Like, why would I lose sleep over this? So I went to sleep. The next morning I woke up and I did my little meditation and like all of a sudden I was like, oh, you know what? No, maybe she did mean it. Why would I guess? Like maybe she didn't mean it. And that doesn't mean anything that I don't have to take away from her feelings. She has every valid right to maybe not like what I said. And I just have to get comfortable with, even if I put my best intention forward, there are people that won't like me or may
absolutely
not like what I have to say.
And so that's great that you had that awareness for yourself, just to reaffirm that I know for a fact nobody in that community would have ever meant anything ill will at all. Like all of the women in this group I've spoken to, some of them I've worked with privately prior to this, like I know them all, they're all just like you guys, soulful, and so that would never happen. But it is interesting that everything is interpretation. Mm-hmm. Something my coach is drilling into our brains, everything is an interpretation, everything is a story. So you can choose the empowering story, or you can choose, oh my God, maybe I offended, which you didn't. There's just, you know, someone was obviously feeling anger for you, right? Oh. Kind of thing. So that's great, because that's the truth, is that do you realize, like, I get haters? Somebody left me a 1-star review on my podcast, but didn't say why. So it ruined my 5-star review. I'm like, God damn it. Like, why didn't you tell me why you left that review, right? It bothered me a little bit because I'm like, who left that review? Like who? Some narcissistic man maybe? But I had someone totally slander my Instagram. She tagged me and put me in her stories and said, unfollow this woman. She is a victim. What did she say? Victim blamer. Because I was talking about empowerment. Get out of victim mode. Stop with the complaining. You know how I talk. That's how I talk. And it's only because I know, because I've been there. These people are like, oh, you're this, you're that. What a horrible person. This holistic counselor doesn't know what she's talking about. She slandered me. And that night that it happened, I was feeling a little bit triggered. Of course, I'm human. I'm like, oh my God, this woman's off her rails. Obviously what I wrote triggered her. But then I got coaching from my business community. I posted the screenshot and said what's happening. And I got the support I needed to go, it's not about me. You know, someone that loses their nut because of an interpretation, she was totally wrong about me, because that is not who I am and it's not my intention. And I actually help a lot of women with what I share, but I'm not for everyone. Just like you are not for everyone, right?
Yeah.
It's just life. It's life. And it's, you have to be authentically who you are. That's it. And if someone in your life, like your partner, is, and I shouldn't say causing, because again, we get to choose how we respond. But if there's someone in your life that is behaving in ways that cause you to leave that authentic you that you are, that's not what you want. You want people in your life that you feel like you can just be who you are around, and there's no, like Ashley said something about like, it's a contest of who's right, or the one-up thing, always in these relationships, that's what happens, always with the one-up. So I know we veered off topic just a wee bit, but I'm glad that you got that realization out of that. But again, I know for sure nobody did that out of ill will. That's for sure. Yeah,
that's awesome.
Awesome. Awesome.
I was like, oh, this is like a real like lesson for the universe. They just keep throwing it at me. Okay. Yeah.
But you're, you know, as far as a virtual space, the ETC group and even the free group, I mean, if I saw one person that said something not nice to a previous member in here and I just removed her from the group, right? I'm like, no. I just kick people out. If they're going to behave in ways I'm not even going to interact, I'm just going to kick them out. And in ETC, you're in the safest space possible, virtually anyways.
Awesome.
So use the group, continue to support one another in the group. That's what I really encourage, to use the space. You all are, everyone in that group has been through this program. So everybody knows. Some of them aren't active in the group as much anymore. But as I enroll another tribe coming in, then I ask you ladies to show up for the newbies too, right? And just kind of like guide the other women. It's how we can create this collective energy. And believe me, when you can start, you know, guiding other women in a sense with what you've learned, it helps you heal too, because it's what you're here to do. You may not know it, but you are here because there might be someone else that comes along in your life that's in this situation, and you're going to be able to help them. You'll be able to spot it, right? I had a naturopath client. She's in this group. And she started noticing that her adrenal fatigued ladies were, some of them were in these relationships. And so she just refers them to me, right? She didn't know that her learning this was going to benefit her situation to help other people. So we can create a ripple effect when we choose to heal ourselves, and we choose this empowerment path, and we choose the growth path, and we choose the higher road. We create a ripple effect, right? So I commend you all for being here, and it's just been amazing serving you. It's been awesome. So would you guys like to just unmute and just share final words as we close up? Go ahead, Ashley.
Yeah, I just want to thank you for everything. Like the fact that you, I think I like sent you an Instagram message and I was like, oh, I'm never going to hear from this person. You know, like what are the odds that someone actually responds? And I think you said something like you weren't seeing clients, but to like check out your stuff. And I just have been blown away by the support and just like, the support and like the knowledge. And I feel, even if I wasn't like in this relationship, I feel like I've just grown as a person, like so much, realizing so many things about myself and even my codependency tendencies, like everything. And your podcast has been amazing. I've literally listened to probably all of them like 2 times. One day I just hammered through them, and that's where my walk started, actually. I was like, how can I get all of these podcasts in? And I still revisit them often, and I just am very, very grateful that I found your Instagram site, and then it led me to all of this, and the women on this are amazing. Just, it feels so great to have people to share their stories and who are there. Like, I know if I post something, like somebody will reach out to try to help guide me or, you know, help me in some way. So it's just been really amazing. And you do great work.
Thank you. And I am humbled. Like, truly, this to me is like, I couldn't imagine doing anything else, because it's always been about empowering women, even though I didn't specifically help women in this. But when I had a client that I knew was in a situation like this, I just would be like guns ablaze and like, no, this ain't happening anymore, right? So I'm really glad you found this space too, because it's really important that you are surrounded by women that get it, as you can see. Like, if that's healing in itself, isn't it?
Yeah. So
that's amazing. Thank you, Ashley. And Robin.
Wow. it's just been such a whirlwind, you know. I'm so grateful to you. I couldn't have done it without you. You know, like, I could have left them, but I wouldn't have left the way that I am now. Mm-hmm. And that feels so fucking good. You know. Yeah, it's amazing. It is. The ladies in the group have been behind me 159%. And, I mean, that was hard to figure out at first. It was like, whoa, like somebody gets it. Somebody understands. Somebody cares.
Yes, absolutely. And I've witnessed your transformation because in the beginning you were really just like kind of deep in it, I could sense, but I also knew you had to be there.
Yeah.
That you had, I knew that. I was like, there's nobody needs to rescue you out of this. You've got to just feel it and move it through. And you did. And you broke through the other side.
Yeah. Well, my history has always been having somebody else save me. Mm-hmm. For 53 years, somebody else needs to bail me out. And it was, I don't know. It was just amazing. Getting through module one, I think, was my light bulb. It's like, holy shit, this is what he's doing. This is what he's done.
Yeah.
And I could put names to everything and feelings came later.
Yeah, but that's the first step, right? Is being able to go, okay, a light bulb coming on. This is what's happening. This is the reality. And even then you still, like Ashley, you still question, is this really what's happening? I need some kind of evidence.
Yeah.
No, you don't. Again, your evidence is how you feel in your body, what it's doing to you. And for Ashley, taking the space is going to give you that clarity of what you feel like away from all of that.
I agree completely. I think you need to get out of there for a while. That's just my opinion, but I really think that's going to be pivotal for you because you're so caught up in it.
Yeah.
You're living, eating, sleeping, drinking it.
Yeah. Yeah. And it will give you an opportunity to see, what does he do?
Mm-hmm.
Will the truth come out? Will the mask fully come out and you will see the ugliness? Or will he maybe pivot and do something different? You won't know. But you're not going to know staying in it either. Yeah. Sarah, any other final words?
No, I'm just super grateful. Like, I think the kids, there's such a dynamic, the shift, just the kids can see it. It's just been so peaceful, even within the home. Like, we have such polar opposite personalities. It's like me and my son and my husband and my daughter. But there's just a sense of calm in the house. Like, I know that there would be this tension in the air. The kids would always know what if we were fighting or if we had a fight or just the energy in the house. And actually, the first like week that this COVID started happening, I was like, oh my God, we're going to kill each other. Like, this is just crazy. Like, we're stuck in here and everybody was like clawing at four corners of the space. Like, my son actually built a space in the basement. Like, I want to get away from all of you. And, you know, it was just like, oh my God. But it's been so nice. Like, I don't know, I can just feel it. And I'm just super appreciative because I really didn't think I was ever going to get to this place. I really didn't think so. I just was like, I had no idea what my life had come to at this point. Like, I had just been living it for others and I was completely tapped out and physically, mentally, emotionally, I just wasn't anywhere where I wanted to be. I couldn't even imagine doing anything career-wise. I didn't feel a value to anybody, really. I didn't feel like I was making an impact. I just was trying and trying and trying, spinning my wheels. But I've finally seen some results, and it just feels so nice. So
that's awesome. Thank you. How awesome is that you had that in less than 30 days? Imagine if you tried to just go to therapy, you know, for four sessions, do you think you would have gotten to where you are?
Oh no, I've done therapy before and I actually was doing therapy prior to this and she actually had to let me go because she was laid off because of COVID. And she said, oh my God, you know, you sound like you're doing amazing in this women's group and I'm so proud of you. And she let me go. She said, I'm closing your file. So I said, okay, awesome. Thank God I have Leanne still. Otherwise, I would be like, no, take me back. I'm not ready for this.
That is totally, totally awesome. Oh my gosh. That is the best news ever when I can actually, you're all at different phases, but you still have had the breakthroughs. So now you've just got to continue on and keep going. Do not fall back into old patterns. Do not do it. All right, ladies. Thank you so much for being part of this group and joining the program. It's been a pleasure to serve you. And I will continue to see you inside the group. And if you want to continue with me in May, then I'll put the information in the group as well. Okay. All right, ladies.
Thank you.
Bye, guys. Thank you.